The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
All right, I didn't get to this yesterday, but if you missed it, Johnny Depp allegedly threatened to cut off Elon Musk's penis after learning of an alleged affair with his then-wife, Amber Heard, according to the testimony in this ongoing lawsuit. Now, Elon Musk says he wants to cage fight Depp.
Mm-hmm. That's what he says, dude.
Great. In an interview
with the New York Times, Elon Musk said, "I definitely was not having an affair with Amber while she was married to Johnny. This is false." He said, "We did not have a threesome, so I think people think these things are generally more, you know, outrageous than they are." Musk insists that he began dating Amber after she broke up with the Pirates of the Caribbean star. When asked about text messages Depp had sent threatening to slice off his dick, Musk jokingly said, "Hey, if Johnny wants a cage fight, let me know. It's on."
Who's your money on, Elon or Johnny?
Elon.
Exactly.
Johnny. A drunken, stumbling Johnny Depp? I mean,
unless he sobers up for
15 minutes, he'll kill Elon Musk.
That's right. If he's sober, he's winning.
I feel like Elon Musk is like, he's like built.
He's a huge nerd.
Yeah, but I feel like he's one of those like super nerds.
I don't think he's ever had a fight in his life.
Has Johnny Depp fought?
Oh, God. I think Johnny Depp fights every weekend.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm just trying to figure out if he's ever done. Is he a boxer?
No offense, but Johnny Depp's too old to fight anybody in the cage.
I feel like Elon Musk
is going to hit him one time. He's going to break all of his bones.
What is our age difference here? How old is Elon compared to?
Elon's older than you think, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Does Vince McMahon or Dana White know about this?
Elon Musk is 49, right. And Johnny's in
you don't
his
want
50s,
a 49
right?
Year old.
That might as well happen in 2020. Elon Musk,
57.
Ooh. Yeah.
Cage fight Johnny Depp.
I'll tell you, the Bryster at 57 would have destroyed either of these men. But it's just...
Yeah, I think my money is on Elon.
Yeah,
I could see why, but at the same time, I'm like, okay, so like, is Elon doing any kind of jujitsu because he hangs out with Joe Rogan? Like, is he doing any of that stuff?
No,
you know, like, has he been trained? If you're trained in anything, that's what I'm saying. So, like, if Johnny Depp has been a boxer,
he's destroyed his body with drugs and alcohol.
I know.
Says 2020 is absolutely epic nuts. It is.
Elon Musk and Johnny Depp may cage fight. Just unbelievable.
Is Johnny Depp just a frail?
That's what I think.
Human at this point.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Because there was a time when he would have been in shape.
Yeah,
I guess all we see him in is the big pirate getup, so you don't know what he looks like underneath.
So there's him leaving court just the other day. There.
I can't really tell.
Well, you can tell he's not frail. I think he's still in decent shape.
I see him walk.
We need a video of him walking.
I don't know.
Let's see it.
Let's see. We're trying to make fight bets here, Dave.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Hold on. Let me bring it up here so we can see him. It looks like we're going to see him get out of a car, so you can probably get a better.
That'd be a good gauge.
Yes, because I can barely get out of a car.
Let's go look at the tape of Chuck getting out of the car. Don't put your money on me.
He's going to lose that fight.
Yeah. Doesn't look like Chuck's going to make it there. So this, I guess, was when he arrived at court yesterday, as this never-ending case continues. So this is it.
Okay,
here.
So here he is. He's getting out.
Yeah, and there's his guard first. And there's another man.
Oh, that's probably his lawyer.
And here's Johnny Depp.
Oh, he's spry.
Oh, he's good.
Oh, he's spry.
He'd kick his ass, guys.
Yeah.
He's got a limp.
He does. Limping? I was going to say. I think
it was a gangster lean.
I don't know, like a strut.
I don't know, that was a limp.
I don't know. He's not as frail as I thought.
Captain Jack Sparrow have a limp?
He's not.
Let's see him nude.
Jesus.
Find him nude in his 20s. Find Johnny Depp nude.
Excellent suggestion, Lisa.
Lisa's like, you know what? The only way to tell is to find him nude when he was 25 years old. Find him when he was 25.
I don't know. Has he ever done nudes?
Totally nude.
Well, like shirtless or something.
It's probably been some ice.
Get Depp nudes.
How else are we going to put our money on this man?
We don't see him totally naked. There he is.
That's all.
He's fine.
Oh, these are real, but that's from like the 80s, right? I would assume.
That's real?
Yeah.
The one over
this one
right
here. Yeah, no, there's some fakes there for sure.
Oh, that's
look at how badly. Look at how badly that one's done. Yeah, that's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Wow, that one's got a real good view of the beehole. My God.
What's the sun thing with the two ladies?
Where?
What?
There was a one with him with two women.
When I clicked on this?
Yeah, right.
Oh,
there,
like down there, they're both making out. That's probably when he was in that Marilyn Manson video.
Yes, Marilyn Manson video.
Oh. When was that?
He was a star of two recent Marilyn Manson videos.
Recent. Was he nude in those?
2017.
You know what? He probably was nude. He was doing all sorts of things with these.
Is that him now?
That's him.
That's 3 years ago.
That's Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, no, you. It's
yeah,
mixed
that,
in
but that's
with.
Him, though.
But yeah, he was like...
Let's see him nude! Let's see him nude!
He played like God or something, or the devil.
Oh, I don't know.
Was it a band?
Maybe my money's on Johnny Depp.
I don't know now. I don't know.
He jumped out of that.
So I won't ask for that.
Can I just say...
For every celebrity story for Lisa to say, let's see him nude!
The only way we're going to be able to see his strength is to see him nude.
Oh, wow. He is strong.
Who do you believe in this Real Housewives battle? Let's see him nude!
Johnny Depp used to be really strong.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Uh-oh. Another bitch is tripping.
I think peeing the bed as an adult is punishment enough.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine the shame you feel when you, as a grown man, wet the bed.
Mm-hmm. Wake up covered in your own.
Yes.
It's very embarrassing and surprising at the same time.
Yep.
And mysterious, because like, did I really just pee the bed?
Yeah.
Yes, it has happened to me.
I was just about
to.
What?
Yes.
Did we talk about this?
No, this was before I moved to Arizona. I peed the bed of the woman I was with at that point in time, and she was not happy about it.
Jeez, that's
incredible.
Damn.
That's incredible.
I mean, first of all, brave for coming forward.
Yes.
Second, how did it unfold?
Well, when I had to wake her up, because I'm like, hey, I think I peed the bed. There's a lot of angry words exchanged about being a child.
She wasn't sympathetic.
No. Why is a grown man peeing the bed?
Right.
He had too much to drink the night before. You need to know your limits.
Oh, so that's what it was. Yeah.
Usually, if
that's the
too
trigger.
Too much booze?
Yeah.
That's the trigger.
Anytime that I peed the bed as an adult, it's usually because of alcohol consumption a few hours prior.
Yeah.
A lot of people that get too drunk right before bed pee the bed. I never do. I always wake up like in the nick of time.
Yeah. I've never peed the bed. I never had that issue when I was younger.
No, oh, me neither, you know. Thankfully.
You're lucky.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Peeing the bed's been like the devil on my shoulder or whatever.
The devil on your bladder.
Hey, listen, like they give someone medicine now for it. Like, they give kids medicine.
You could just
for
take
it.
A pill and not pee the bed again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It helps you. It helps kids you. These days are lucky.
Yeah. Huh.
And then we wake up in the
and
morning.
It's, I think you'd be shocked with the number of kids that are on it.
Was there a mattress cover?
Not that time. Not as a grown adult.
No.
What do you do in that situation?
Flip the mattress.
Put a bunch of towels down, and then you put another sheet on top, and then you try to go to sleep and forget the embarrassing encounter that just happened.
Shake it off.
Yeah. And you hope.
Just move on.
Because you were still at her mom and dad's house, you really hope mom and dad don't come in and ask any questions.
Oh, my God.
Like, why does my house smell like urine?
Man urine.
Yes.
Oh, that's unfortunate, James.
That's amazing.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. It is. It is quite unfortunate.
Yeah.
It happens. It wasn't the first time.
But there you go. As I said.
And actually, right. It wasn't the last time either. But hopefully, those would be the last times.
Yes.
Those would be the last.
Yeah.
If not, look into that medication. I mean.
Yeah. Well, he's got a hair trigger down there.
Yeah, he does. Sure does.
And the hair trigger.
But again, brave for coming forward. So anyway, back to the story here. A 39-year-old guy in Deer Park, Illinois, peed in the bed the other night. Again, like James, I assume it's because he's drunk, because they don't say what happened. No matter what the reason was, though, his 39-year-old girlfriend, Bofannery Ohm.
Yes.
Bofannery?
Bofannery was not happy.
No way.
So what did she do? Because it is 2020? She grabbed a machete.
Oh, wow. Of course. Machete.
Uh-oh. I guess that's just lying around because the year of the machete.
Yeah. Put the machete down, Bofannery.
And she hit him in the head with it, with a machete.
Oh, man. Oh, that's lights out.
Luckily, she hit him with the flat part, not the blade, but still.
That was nice of her to just slap him.
Machete. He was taken to the hospital with a serious head injury. She has been arrested on 2 felony battery counts. Here's Bofannery's mugshot that you can see at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Oh, Bofannery.
You don't pee on Bofannery unless she wants you to.
Unless she wants you to. I think if you're into pee, you probably wouldn't be that upset of someone peeing the bed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you think that's... Yeah.
You know, if you like it.
They probably have rubber sheets.
Oh, but do you think, like, the spontaneity of, like, an actual mistake would be an even higher...
Turn on? Maybe. Or did you waste that pee?
I don't know. You can always refill it. You know, it's not much of a waste. Like, give me 10 minutes.
I guess.
I'll drink 2 glasses of water and then I'll soak you.
So she's still behind bars on a $30,000 bond, and she's going to appear in court in the next month. Mm. But Bofannery did not like.
Quite a reaction.
Everybody's got a machete.
Everybody does.
Just in case someone pees the bed.
Mm-hmm. You can, you know, bash them to death with them.
Right. Bofannery, please. I'm sorry.
Bofannery.
I've been over.
Bofannery, no!
I've been overhydrating. Don't you do it.
Thank God she just smacked him with it.
Yeah, dude.
She, like, smacked him with the side of it.
So hard that it did serious damage. She, like, she got him good.
Oh, she did.
Or did she flip it around and hit him with, like, the dull part? So it's still, like.
She hit him with the flat part, not the blade.
Mm. Right, so yeah, that's the side.
But the serious head injury, though. That's what they say. He's in the hospital still with a serious head injury.
You don't think Bofannery packs a punch? You don't think she swings something at you that's made of metal?
I don't know how big she is. I don't know if she doesn't look too...
I can tell you right now that she'll smack you right into next week.
She looks crazy.
He's having coma nightmares about Bofannery right now.
Yep. Yeah.
I guess. First of all, I've never heard the name Bofannery. But yeah, well, here's her mugshot in color so you guys can see it and take a closer look at her.
Yeah.
You're like, there she is. Yeah. I think she's a tinier person.
Like, in color, she looks less tough than she does in the black and white photo that you're showing.
But I mean, it takes very
bad, though.
No. Little to do damage with a machete.
Right.
In any of
you're
forms.
Right. Yeah, right. You're right. Absolutely. And if you know, I mean, that's not, she didn't just go all Bofannery out of the blue. That's a little.
Yeah, you know.
But you just don't wet yourself.
Oh, no. Bofannery's going to the machete room.
Oh, God.
You knew she would. He would have peed again.
Yeah.
I wonder if he was awake or if, like, she woke up to him peeing and then lost her mind. He was still asleep.
Oh,
that's
God.
That's even scarier.
Imagine he was still asleep and she
sleep
just
attack?
Went and got it and was like, wow, I just got peed on. She goes quietly to get it and then just bashes your brain in.
I never thought about being asleep and getting knocked out. Like, I wonder what the hell that's, what's all that entails.
You probably don't even know anything even happened.
Probably not.
You went from asleep to asleep.
Right. You woke up like days later.
And my head hurts.
Oh, super scary.
Yeah.
But hopefully he's okay.
Because he took a mad hit.
Yeah.
All right, we're off now to Charlotte County, Florida, where a naked man walking around a hotel got stopped by the cops. And what did he say to them when they approached him and asked him for his name?
What, Dave?
This was at the Suncoast Inn.
What the hell are you?
He said this.
I'm Batman.
Yes, that's what he said. It'd be 19 seconds word, to get to it, but finally he got to it.
Yeah,
he told them he was Batman when they asked him for his name. Mm. They had a report of a naked man walking around the hotel. So they headed out there. They found out that he went back to his room. They tried to get into his room. That's when they found 49-year-old Christopher Jackson sitting at a table in the hotel. He was uncooperative. He said only I'm Batman when they asked for his name. He said this actually wasn't his room. He locked himself out by accident and he was sitting in a different room. They found footage that showed him walk naked actually to the hotel before trying to enter multiple rooms. They did find a glass pipe in his discarded clothes as well. He was arrested at the hotel for exposure and loitering and prowling. He also had a warrant out of Sarasota County for a larceny charge. He remains in jail this morning. Here's Florida's Batman.
Definitely not Batman.
Yeah, it's not Batman.
It's Florida's Batman.
He's no attractive Bruce Wayne.
No, no, he's not.
That's for sure.
He's homeless man.
Yeah.
I am homeless man.
How you doing? I'm homeless man. Superhero.
Probably wash him down first.
Yeah. It'd be weird if that worked. If you were just like, I'm Batman. And they were like, geez, well, we'll never tell anybody.
I'd like to thank you for all your help in busting those criminals.
Exactly. All right, Chuck, I know when you leave here at the end of every day, you get into your car.
Yep.
You turn on some spa music.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
I do.
You light your candles.
Yep, I have candles in my car.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you try and unwind.
You have to.
Relax.
These days. 2020, you know?
With the stress of the world behind you.
Communicate with aliens.
But a warning to you, Chuck. Watch out having those lit candles in your car.
I'm very safe. I mean, you know, they're not in any glass or anything. They're just candles.
Are people really doing this?
Yeah. Charlotte County Fire and EMS reminded drivers of a special tip. Do not drive with lit candles.
Yeah.
You can't save everyone.
You can't, Lisa. You can't.
This is exhausting.
I know.
Every day we got to come on here and tell people the dumbest things.
Don't
do that.
Have a bunch of candles around you.
Oh, stupid. Oh, those poor police officers in Charlotte County. Not the thing you think you're going to have to respond to when you're out and about and then you have to call in fire because it's out of control. But fire officials did finally show up. They put out this car fire that was blazing. I guess the guy who was burning some candles. He was burning some candles and he stopped at Culver's.
Oh, jeez.
I can see why. How relaxed do you want me to get?
It was having a relaxing
what a
evening.
Weird day.
Cooling it off with some creamy Culver's.
He stopped to get himself some Culver's, and then the candle
fell,
tipped over.
Oh, dear.
And caught fire. There was some papers he had in the car that caught fire, and then the thing just went up. He tried to fill a trash can with water outside the Culver's, but was too late. The car was engulfed with flames by the time he did that. Luckily, no injuries, but the car was a total loss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the cars go up quicker than you think, you know. I learned it.
You are. Listen, I'd love to see this guy. I want to know guy
I
stops
see
at Culver's while driving around with lit candles in his car.
What? I have so many questions.
Yeah.
Like, why? What's the purpose?
Are you like a Lyft driver or something? You're trying to make it.
Well, I don't want to go in that Lyft.
Of course you don't.
You don't want to go
flame
with
mobile. And then
flame mobile.
And then on top of that, like, what scent? What? Why? Like, what scent?
Do you
why?
Like? What do you look want? Like? What do you want me to bring?
No, I don't care about
breeze.
That. I just want to know.
I do want to know what scent.
Lilac.
There's a lot of questions here. What kind of man is this?
Chocolate chip cookie.
I'm not a reader.
Quickly, does anyone drive with lit candles in their car? Like, is that a thing? I would think not, but I'm just going to put it out there.
Or do you know anyone that
Do you know? 1-855-954-6969, toll free. 1-855-954-6969. I mean, they do sell candles like the size of a cup that you could put in your cup holder and light.
Your arm is over top of it. You'll burn yourself.
I guess.
Not to put it in your car.
I'm just trying to figure out how these people do it. Or I would never, of course, light a candle in my car.
Like,
but
I could see you bringing a candle into your car, never lighting it, but putting it in there and like letting the sun warm it up. Mm-hmm. And then maybe some of the...
Oh, like those melts or whatever they're called?
Yeah, like if it was just like melt a little bit.
Does anyone listening know this guy?
That's an even better question. Anyone listening in Charlotte County right now know this guy?
Who is this?
Tell us. Someone said Charlotte County is the challenged cousin of Fort Myers. So that could explain something.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. People love leases. You can't save everyone.
You can't save everyone.
Oh, well.
But he didn't. This person wasn't hurt.
No,
he just
luckily,
lost just his car was car destroyed.
Yeah. And I don't think insurance is going to cover you if you had a lit candle in your car.
Yeah. I don't think they will.
I don't think they can get out of it.
I bet there's just been some. Do you think since 2020 started kicking off, man? I bet the cops have seen the stupidest of things.
Do you think I should take the oil burning lantern out of the passenger seat of my car?
Oh, possibly, Chuck. Yeah,
it's filled with oil.
I know, but you don't want hot burning oil on you in case you get in an accident.
I just like the natural light it gives off.
I was roasting marshmallows.
Okay, you guys, here's some text coming in. People are doing it. This one said, not driving, but my buddy lit a candle after we smoked some trees to try and cover the smell. We did park, though.
Well, I wonder if they were smoking trees and he lit a candle while he was parked.
Mm. And by trees, you mean
that's
marijuana cigarettes?
That's not the way
cigarettes.
You do it, though.
No.
It's not the way I would do it.
No.
But.
Just smoke it all.
Just open your windows.
Open your windows. That's out. Why you get the air fresheners or whatever.
Right, yeah. Yeah, there's like industrial little like orange citrus sprays and stuff.
Remember that air freshener I had in my car years ago? You guys were in it once?
Yes.
I remember.
You remember, James?
I've never found one that worked
It was like a Febreze thing you clip on your...
Like your vent?
Vent.
Oh, yeah, those are sweet.
You guys, this is a thing.
Oh, come on.
My buddy drives a lifted diesel pickup and drives around with lit coconut-scented Yankee candles. He keeps them in his cup holders up front and in the rear. I've always thought it was odd, though. Someone else said the grad student I worked for had 10 lit candles every time we would go to select samples from the stream in the car. Scariest road trips of my life.
10?
10 lit candles.
What are you, a grad student?
Trying to summon ghosts?
I just don't get it. You can stuff it in on the dashboard. It'll bubble up on you.
Yeah.
I work at a grocery store. I've loaded cars for people who have like 6 to 7 candles on their dashboard. They usually have religious images on them, though. Another one, I've seen it melted right on top of the dash. Crazy lady yelled at me for staring and muttering something about it.
That's my Jesus candle. Keep me safe. Patron saint of driving.
I do it on occasion with the little glass ones that fit in the cup holder, but I always end up burning the hair on my arm.
Yeah.
And then one time I burnt a hole in my sweater.
Yeah. Your whole car will catch on fire.
Because it's a flame. It's a burning flame.
There's gas.
Do not make campfires inside your car.
You can't save everyone, Lisa.
You can't save everyone.
You can't save everyone. Pamela's with us here. Hi, Pamela. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa Cheese Tray.
Lisa Cheese Tray.
Do you drive around with lit candles in your car?
No. I don't. I just wanted to comment that Chuck's idea of the wax melt, I've seen that on Pinterest. So I think people are getting these DIY ideas and just taking them way too far.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, check my Pinterest for my latest melt idea.
He started the trend.
Yeah.
There's people that do it, which is shocking to me. I never, ever thought.
I can't even imagine, though, taking just a candle that has no holder and melting the bottom a little bit and sticking it onto your dashboard, which is someone says that's what they saw.
That's crazy.
You know, so like when it melts down, it has that weird, like, gothic-y... wax drip.
Yeah.
And I just can't picture this, like, dude driving a lifted diesel pickup with coconut candles in it.
No, you wouldn't expect
I like
that.
A scent of coconut.
I love coconut breeze.
It's his soft side, you know?
Yeah.
It's his soft side, I guess.
Woman inside me.
I may have seen, like, the religious candles and, the, you know, the tall ones that you see.
Yeah.
Maybe I've seen that.
I have, but not lit.
But not lit, no.
I've seen those, too, but they haven't been lit.
It's more like just a statement of...
Yeah, here's my dollar store Jesus candle.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a statement of that. That's a statement.
There's just way better ways to make your car smell better.
Yeah.
Fire's not the first place you should go.
Yeah, there's... I don't know. I'm amazed at some of the stuff people are texting. They've seen some, so
people
many.
Are falling asleep.
Oh my God, it feels so nice. You just drift off into it. I want you to listen to the sound of my voice.
Breathe.
I'm glad the trickling water's gone because I was about to pee my pants.
Oh, yeah, we're going to stop it. I don't want James to wet himself again.
Oh, no.
He's talking about wetting the bed, and now he's got this sound effect that's making my bladder like, time to release.
Yeah.
Release. Please don't release, James, in any way, shape, or form here in the studio. That would be great.
No promises, Dave.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Baboons at a safari park in England have managed to get their hands on knives and a chainsaw. And now they're using them to attack.
Look what I've found. It's some sort of human war machine.
pull that string.
Let's see what... Oh. Whoa.
Oh, my good God.
This is great.
Let me touch it.
See? Oh, my God.
You're a war machine. You're the king.
That's it for you.
You're the king.
The primates at the Knowsley Safari Park in Merseyside are long known to pounce on anyone stopping in the enclosure or ripping off a windscreen wiper or mirror. Workers now fear that they've been armed with these lethal weapons. They think some visitors have left them behind as a joke. But they've got their hands on them, and they've also rummaged through some toolboxes to get them.
This is a check with King Chainsaw first.
King Chainsaw.
This is like the greatest, like, Halloween hayride that you can go on, because it's real. Because a baboon will kill you because they hate you.
They do.
They're the meanest.
They're really aggressive.
Yeah, they've been found with knives and screwdrivers, and they say the attacks are inevitable.
Imagine a baboon had a chainsaw and it was running.
That's the most terrifying thing.
And he's jumping on your car.
God forbid they get hot air balloon technology.
Oh, my God.
One minute, they say the kids love to see the monkeys on the car. The next minute, the car has no windshield wipers or registration plate because they just destroy it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a fun time.
You can't be weaponizing the baboons.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
Is there any, like, photos of these things in action with a knife?
Oh, my God. They just in car. That guy's about to drive.
Figuring it out.
That guy's about to drive. With their buddies. Their buddy. Like, he's like, I'll do the steering wheel. You figure out how to get it started.
They're kind of cute, those ones, until they, like, scream
out. Look, there's one's on the
down
pedals.
There. It's like, I got the pedals, boys.
One's on the pedals. One's on the wheel. One's on the gear shift. Oh, my God. Terrifying.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, my God. Yep.
That's it.
So what do you think those people did? They just abandoned their car?
Took off, yeah.
Wow, that one was sitting at a dinner table.
That's a crazy thing, man. Don't leave.
I do not want a baboon running at me with a chainsaw.
No.
That is like something out of one of the scariest movies you'll ever see.
Yeah.
But once like one baboon gets a knife, how many? He's probably offed like five or six of the top baboons after that. You know what I mean?
Pretty dominant.
Oh my God. He's got a knife, guys.
He just immediately starts assassinating, getting all the bitches.
That's what he would do.
Oh, man.
No, they shouldn't be armed.
No.
I mean, by themselves, they can cause enough damage with no weapons.
But listen, if people are just leaving these things behind so that they get them, it's only a matter of time before people start leaving guns behind.
Oh, my God.
Because a baboon running with, like, an AK-47 is the scariest.
That's terrifying.
It's the scariest and funniest thing that I could even...
I'm laughing and terrified.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's the movie? Is it Revenge of the Apes? Planet of the Apes?
Yeah.
Apes rise up.
If they start like riding horses and these things.
Wow, it's the beginning.
Yeah.
We'll be gone one day. Something else takes over.
Right.
Will it be baboons?
It'll be the chainsaw baboon.
It'll be his family line, I can tell you that.
He's like a Genghis Khan type.
Yeah, pretty damn terrifying, though.
Started conquering.
We're going to stick in England for this next story. A British man fined for pretending to be a ghost in a cemetery.
Yeah, you can't do that.
What a jokester. The man was fined for pretending to be a ghost and other rowdy behavior in a cemetery. Anthony Stallard, 24-year-old guy, pleaded guilty in court this week to using threatening or abusive words and behavior causing distress. The 24-year-old guy, I guess, would go out drinking.
Yes.
And would sneak into the cemetery on his way home and then pretend to be a ghost.
He would just yell at people?
Yes.
That's terrifying. I'd run and fall in one of those six-foot empty ones.
Then you think it's over then.
Right. And then I'm like, oh, God, next is buried alive.
He would flap his arms, throw himself backwards, and make ghost noises. Mourners were terrified.
That's a scary thing to see.
Oh, God!
I'm a ghost.
No!
Listen. If I'm at a cemetery at night, number one, what am I doing?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm. That's the question I have. Like, why are these people
something perverted? At probably.
Night, yeah, a lot of people go in there at night.
Yeah, but if you're mourning your loved, like,
yeah, that's not the time.
Mourners go at night unless you're own. That's the only time you have.
Right.
Right. Like you're working during the day.
It's usually like a daytime thing.
Usually they're closed by dusk.
Yeah, you'd think.
Yeah, they close those gates up. I always wondered who opens and closes those gates.
The creepiest guy you've ever seen.
Keeper, yeah, like the scariest.
Didn't realize it was actually like a real thing.
No, there's like a job. That's a person's job.
Caretaker.
Caretaker. Yeah. Grounds and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if the ones near us close at night. I don't know if they close
because you never would go at night.
Well, yeah, I've never checked it out.
Why would you?
Never checked it out.
I don't even like being in them during the day.
No, I don't really either. I don't really like them.
Oh, who does? If you do like it, you got something wrong with
you. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, my mom does it for
genealogy.
But what a weird.
Yeah, that's a little different.
It's pretty cool in New Orleans to go to those things.
Those are old ones.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. The history of that is amazing, right? And all the stories that are told about.
Yeah, those have real ghosts, so you can take home with you.
Yeah. Well,
attach right to you.
Crazy guy after work who's going, ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the real kind that'll scratch you up in your sleep.
Yep.
Those ghosts will attach
right
to you.
Home.
That is scary.
Attach right to you.
That's what they do.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
Let me tell you that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
These days, we all need the good luck we can get, even if that means doing some strange things to get it. Last week, the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Department got a package in the mail with a rock inside. And there was a note with the rock that said, "Someone brought this home to me from your area there 3 years ago. Bad things have been happening ever since. I need to return it." The Parks and Wildlife Department tweeted a picture of the note and the rock, and they reminded other people not to take rocks from the parks in Colorado. They said, "You don't want to be cursed too, right?
Cursed rocks."
You recall when I went to Hawaii,
yes.
And there was a woman here at work that said, "Please, you know, get me, I'd love some rocks and shells and stuff from Hawaii. Yes. You bring some back." And I said, "Sure." And then just happened to be one of the locals was like, "Hey, what are you doing with those?" I'm like, "Oh, this friend back home that wants some, you know, Hawaiian shells and Hawaiian rocks." He's like, "Oh, if you take from the land in Hawaii, it will be bad news for you."
And you threw them off.
I was like, "My God! Put it all back! Put it all back where I got it!"
That's funny. Yeah, you can. This stuff like that will mess you up. Yeah. I fear a curse.
Oh, a curse?
Who doesn't fear
a
curse?
No one wants a curse.
No one needs a curse.
Yeah.
Yeah. A curse? I said to her a message. I'm like, "Hey, I ain't risking a curse."
Listen, these rocks are
shells and rocks. So sorry about that. No, thanks.
Not trying to make any ancient Hawaiian spirits angry.
I think that what you should have done is just gone to some business who just threw some gravel down for some decorative gravel and just grabbed a couple of those and be like, "Yeah, I got you these Hawaiian rocks
straight out of Hawaii."
I wasn't messing with anything. I'm like, nothing. I'm not taking anything
right out of their yard.
Not
yeah, some mulch in it.
Because she has little, I guess, things from all over the country, right? You know, shells and rocks and different little labeled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so she wanted Hawaii. But I was not going to be the guy that rides.
No, not when you hear something like that.
I love that there was a guy just watching you, like keeping his eye on it. It was like, you think this guy's going to do something different in the land? Make sure that he never takes anything again.
I'm glad he said something.
Yeah, we don't
it might
be
just
her.
Something they play with their minds with. You know what I mean? Like, they're just making fun of you, basically.
Yeah, but think about it. They stopped that. Did they stop that telescope from being built?
They did.
They totally stopped it. Yeah. Is it done? They're not even going to build it?
Yeah, the land's real sacred to them.
Like, they do take it super serious. We're supposed to have the best.
Why you should never take sand or lava rocks from Hawaii.
It's Pele's curse.
It's Pele's curse.
Oh, God.
You don't want that.
Not Pele.
I don't want his curse. What is Pele's curse?
Pele is the goddess of fire and volcanoes who, according to legend, resides in the crater of Kilauea on Hawaiian Island. There are numerous stories about this goddess.
She gets pissed, huh?
I know, but what is going to happen to you? We need to know that.
According to legend, she views lava rocks as her children. And when the rocks / her children or anything else that belongs to her get taken away, she is so angered she exacts terrible revenge on the thief. And it's not a mild-mannered one.
What?
Good God.
It's not like a spill your coffee, lose your car keys type
of curse. Oh, my God. Keep going.
It's worse. Like pets dying, relationships ending, loved ones suddenly falling ill.
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Nope. I was like, what else is there? Is that Hawaiian punch man going to appear and punch you?
Yeah.
Kind of curse we talking with here? End of Ghostbusters type?
Therefore, all rocks in Hawaii are considered sacred. For this reason, the building of structures on the island were undertaken by specialists in that field who knew the correct protocol to remove and only use certain type of rocks.
So you can't do anything with lava rocks?
Nothing.
God, I wonder where the lava rocks we get come from.
That's a good question. I don't know.
You know, like...
Bastards who don't know about the curse.
Probably some laboratory somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, maybe.
Probably simulated or something.
I hope so.
Yeah, you don't want them to be sacred.
Just because I'm trying to make some fish tank filters out of some lava rock. I don't want to be cursed.
Steve's with us here. Hi, Steve, in Boston. How you doing, man?
What's up, buddy?
Doing pretty good. Turn your radio down there if you can, and tell us your story.
So I had a brick. I had a brick. I had a contract to give you a brick. He was digging up the old Coconut Grove in Boston, and he tells me, he's like, oh, you know, it's like a piece of history. I said, oh, you know, it's a piece of history. I'll take it home, whatever. It's like, you know, I collected like memorabilia like that. I thought it was cool, but ever since I brought that brick home, everything just went bad. Everything went south. It was bad. It's all bad.
How bad?
Mm-hmm. Real bad.
It was real bad. Like my wife divorced me within 3 weeks after I pulled the brick. It was all negative. Everything in my life was just negative.
So what did you do with the brick? You took it back.
I put it in a plastic bag. I put it in a plastic bag.
Yeah.
And I put the I put it in a plastic bag.
Okay, listen, you got to turn your radio off. I know you want to hear yourself on the radio, but
maybe his life got better.
Doesn't work.
I'm gonna say it didn't.
No, it even cursed your phone call right here to the radio station.
Cursed, definitely not better.
Yeah.
This guy said I was stationed in Hawaii. I took a lava rock. A few months later, my dad died.
Oh
my God!
Jesus,
my God!
Don't take the rocks.
Don't be messing with lava, man.
I really get upset when people are taking rocks from, especially like some buildings that are like falling apart. You know, there'll be like ruins. You'll be in ruins and you'll see someone and they're taking stuff. I don't like it.
No, I don't like that either.
I don't like it.
I mean, these were like shells and rock.
I think it's fine. Like if you, so you're at a place and you're like, there's rocks on a beach and you take a rock. Who cares? Like, big deal. That's but there are people that will like chip off a piece of a building because they want to be able to say, I was at this place.
Right. That.
Yeah, that's not cool.
So.
I have a rock from Machu Picchu. My ex took it from a cliff. I said it was bad juju and she shouldn't do it. She told me, don't be a mm-hmm. Put it in the bag. She fell off that cliff on the way down.
No.
She did not die, though.
My goodness.
Yikes.
My goodness.
Yikes.
Oi, de pussy now.
Said the mountain.
Oh, God.
The mountain.
Fell you out.
Just put
mountain.
It in your bag.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Watch yourself.
Hopefully she's, her legs are okay.
They're backwards.
Bill is with us. Bill, you also think you've been cursed.
Bill.
Yes, I have.
Okay, Bill, how?
I bought a knockoff Rolex in China, and the very first time I wore it, I was in a bad car accident. I was laid up for about 4 years. Second time I wore it, I was at Joe Louis Arena and had some stuff stolen from me out of my car when I was there. Haven't worn it since.
Every time you wear it, something bad happens.
Two for two.
Yeah.
The cursed fake Rolex.
The curse of the fake Asian
yes.
Rolex.
Yes.
The very bad. Take it from my friend and everything will go bad for you.
I'll ask my dad because he's got one of those.
He has a fake Rolex?
I think so. I think he got really? It. He got it in one of his like spy, you know, he's got that spy dresser. It's got all the gadgets
all
in it.
Right,
it's got all the gadgets in it. And one of them was he got an incredible deal on a fake Rolex. Boy, it looks exact. I mean, I'm like, Dad, but the normal ones don't tick the way this one. Who cares? Oh, boy. So I think it's just been sitting in there. I don't know if he's ever worn it. I hope he doesn't.
Oh, you probably crushed him by telling him about the ticking.
Oh, he could care less. You did say, you see, he's a weird guy. I just say that.
Someone said, knew a girl who took a stone from an abandoned town in Connecticut that was haunted. When she brought it home, she got deathly ill. Someone took the stone back, and she ended up being okay.
Oh, my God.
Don't mess with that.
Don't mess with it. Yeah, don't mess with it.
It's weird, right?
Nobody knows what's going on.
Mm-mm. There's more than meets the eye out there.
Right.
People are now connecting the dots.
I do love a caller calling in just being like, yep, I'm cursed.
Yeah. But people are like talking about that they took stuff and didn't realize there was a curse
right.
And all these bad things started happening to them. Well, I guess you're pretty much F now. Huh?
Someone said within 2 weeks of returning from Maui, my grandma got really sick and our dog died. Turns out my sister took some lava rocks home. My dad snapped and we sent them back.
Oh, my God. I wonder if I bet they get a bunch of rocks back.
Probably. Yeah, there's tons of rocks in the mail.
Yeah, who do you send them to, though? Like,
just
who do you?
Yours now. There you go.
The volcano know, goddess.
Who do you address them to? Like, where do you send your rocks back to?
State of Hawaii.
Yeah.
Or maybe the place that you took them from.
If
it has like a tour
like
company
a resort or
something. Here's your rocks back.
Please return these to the lad.
You just got to keep them on the island, it seems, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't like curses.
No, who does?
I don't want to deal with that.
No one wants a curse. I guarantee you that.
The curse of the fake Chinese Rolex.
My God. I never think that
and
one.
Like ripping it off his hand and throwing it.
He sounded like he got it at one of those places where you get like a Mogwai.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ah, welcome.
You have any fake Rolexes?
You don't want a little creature that'll turn into a vicious Kira?
No, I don't have that kind of time for that, but I will.
How about this a Rolex?
Oh, that's beautiful. It doesn't tick right.
But no, it's not real. $5.
It's not cursed, is it? All right, I'll take it.
Ooh, it's a totally curse. That's a bad curse on me.
What'd you just whisper?
Nothing. I'm talking to Mogwai.
All right. All right. I'll see you later. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Great watch.
I go to rock.
Are you saying something?
Turns out talking to Mogwai again.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Oh.
And that's when it begins.
Time to die, a big John Wayne.
Beth's with us. Hi, Beth. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing okay, thanks. We're talking about the curses that people believe they've suffered through.
Yeah, I never thought about it before, but my family took a trip in 04 to Hawaii, and like we took some sand and like shells and stuff. And then in 05, just the very next summer, I ended up getting a really rare form of cancer. And then obviously I'm okay now. And then a couple years later, I ended up getting rheumatoid arthritis in my knee at like age 12. And I have like, yeah, 12. And then I've had like severe allergies to dairy and fructose since. And oh, I've just never been diarrhea. In full health.
They took ice cream away from you?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Did you take the rocks and sand back?
Time to send them back.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should send them back.
I'm a teacher. I can't afford to go back.
No. Just send them back.
Mail it back.
Mail them back to Hawaii.
$22.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm going to have to now. I'm going to have to go through some boxes. I had no idea.
You can mail it back. Yes.
And then you'll be able to stop pooping yourself when you eat dairy.
Exactly. Clear it right up.
It's a good thing you heard this today.
No doubt. God.
All right, Beth. All the best to you.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks.
Stay safe. Be good.
It's funny how people are connecting it right now.
Right.
It's this Hawaii
thing. That's why I
pooped
myself!
That is crazy.
It took some sand.
Sand and rocks.
It was the sand!
1996. I'm on a pleasure cruise. It stopped in Hawaii. I took 4 pieces of rock, 1 shell, and a handful of sand. I still have it. My butthole fell out.
Oh, man.
Don't mess with no volcano curses, man.
No. Why do I believe that curse is stronger than other curses?
I don't know. Were you like very interested in it?
Yeah.
Did you ever see the Brady Bunch?
No.
That's right. They had like a whole episode of that.
There was a Brady Bunch about that?
Yeah. Didn't he take some sort of
tiki thing? Yeah, he took. He learned his lesson.
Listen, if you find a little tiki something,
leave it be.
You can't take some kind of
ruin. You can't take something with a tiki face on it that's just laying there.
That's bad news, man. Look at that.
Yeah.
I don't understand why dang all hell started breaking loose.
Look at everything's great. Oh, it's a Hawaiian vacation.
I found this giant head of a statue here and growls at me sometimes, but
I got these great shirts.
You're going to have to fast forward past all this, right?
Honey.
Let's hope. Yeah. Unless Dave's really
warm. Did you happen to notice all the nice shops they have down in the lobby?
Oh, yes.
I don't think this is a thing. No, it is.
Because there's like a deadly spider.
Oh.
That's
see?
One of the curse has begun.
Oh, the curse.
Mm-hmm. David said it's true. How can a dumb old piece of wood give you bad luck? Unless it hits you in the head.
Forget about it, Bobby. Dave said it was just an old superstition.
It's a spider.
There it comes.
Well, anyway, I don't think I want it anymore. That's dumb. You want it? Sure, why not? It'll
Their
make
curse
a great
was light.
Souvenir. Okay, take it.
I think it gets worse,
does
right?
It? Yeah, it does get worse. Oh, he put it on? What are you doing wearing it to bed?
Like,
they really, he found it.
Oh, my God, he said, bad luck, come and get me. Oh, it's coming for you, little Brady boy.
Here comes the tarantula.
The music with the spider.
It's too upbeat for a spider.
Well, there's kids watching this. You can't freak them out completely.
Exactly. Because this is the stuff of nightmares.
Yeah. A tarantula on you.
Do you know how many spider fears would have probably been caused by this episode?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. This is a spider.
Too much.
Scream!
This is the weirdest thing.
What? Please get it off me.
Listen, don't take a tiki from Hawaii or spiders will attack you in your sleep.
I found this ancient tiki necklace.
It's like, you've never seen Brady Bunch? You've never seen an episode where they went to Hawaii and they found a wooden tiki and started wearing it on their necks? You know, a spider attacked them in their bed? And I think it keeps getting worse. I think it keeps getting worse.
Where does it go from there, Elise?
I don't remember. Wasn't there something?
Well, this just says the Brady Bunch, I'm dying.
No,
that's not. That's
it. Was like a surfing.
Yeah, there was a couple
ordeal.
Of things that happened. I remember two of these.
It gets much worse.
Surprised it didn't stop there.
This is just the beginning.
Oh man.
I take it you guys haven't seen the Brady Bunch episode 365.
That's all I've been thinking about the whole time we've been talking about this.
Is it past the taboo? That's
yeah.
what it is.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens. You
son of a bitch in Brady Bunch.
I never take anything from Hawaii after I saw that.
Last thing I need is cursed spiders.
Oh, damn.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.